This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to another episode of The Last Storm. My name is Mark, and I am pumped up to be here. Dave and I are ready to talk about, well, the season. Training camp, 1 week away. We're pumped up, Dave. How are you feeling?
Man, I'm stoked about it. It's getting exciting. There's a lot of questions of what's going on right now with the Oklahoma City Thunder. I have a lot of questions. We get a lot of stuff right now in the news, even with the Ben Simmons stuff going on. I would love to discuss that a little bit, just because it's not necessarily that this is going to affect our team right now, but it could end up affecting our team quite significantly if Ben Simmons and his group decide that they want to go to Oklahoma City Thunder instead of going to a different team, because they know the Thunder will get him to a place that he wants to go eventually. So to me, this is exciting, man. I could see a lot of different things happening with the Thunder and where Ben Simmons could go. Who would we have to give up for this? This is an insane thing for me to even think about, but the reality is there's a lot of stuff to talk about here.
All right, bro, let's talk about it. Ben Simmons, I mean, yeah, it would be great to have a player like Ben Simmons on our team, but obviously it's not exactly on our timeline. So really it would be about what he could do for us as far as like giving us additional picks in the future. Could we rehab his image? Could we help him, you know, find a better fit? Those are questions where we can find value. We're not going to go all in on Ben Simmons, but what do you think we could get for him?
Well, I mean, the reality is with Ben is that he is an all-NBA player without an NBA three-point shot. That's insane to say. If we could rehab him, like you said, we could turn his value into what I would consider a three first-round draft picks plus a player right now in return. I think that's what we were looking at, is that if we're looking at three draft picks plus a Bazley or a Dort or a Josh Giddey, that's what we would have to be looking at for Ben Simmons. Is it worth it? I don't know, man. But the reality is that Ben Simmons is a top-tier player in the NBA. And if we could get him to have a three-point shot or even not, just work on his game to be better at the aspects that he needs to be better at, he could end up impacting this team dramatically and drastically, and it would be really, really awesome to see him playing with the Thunder.
Yeah, I mean, my first instinct when you mentioned the potential of trading Dort or Bazley is like, no way. But obviously, for a player who is an all-NBA player, that's the type of thing that you have to be willing to look at if the timing is right for your team. And that's where I kind of feel like there's probably, you know, there's a need for a third team, because I don't think that Bazley's on the right timeline, and I don't think that we're willing to give up the value that Dort provides as far as financial in conjunction with his play. Now, obviously, Daryl Morey would circle Dort and be like, that's a guy that we could really use on our team, but will that actually happen? I don't know that we could, would give up Dort. And would Bazley be enough at this stage of his development? I'm really doubting that, because they need established stars. That's all I can say about the Sixers. I don't know who. I think there's a lot that they have to figure out. But you know, that's where we would come in, maybe to help either provide the assets for them to do that, or to, you know, provide, I don't know, just the financial flexibility.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point here, and that's why I really think that we could be a team that helps Ben Simmons go to a place and destination that he wants to go to. Obviously, with all the draft picks that we have, we could take on a lot of money, and you know, help out a team that is looking for a semi rebuild instead of going straight up rebuild. Obviously, Ben Simmons has a very he wants to go to a very limited area and play basketball in these areas. A lot of people are saying that he would love to team up with Karl-Anthony Towns. Obviously, if they're going to be offering the type of package that the Timberwolves are going to be offering, it's going to be insane. So there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be moving what's Washington Wizards going to do? Would a Ben Simmons and, Beal swap work? What would the 76ers have to give up? So on and so forth. Like, this is going to be insane. It's going to happen very quickly, but Ben has given him 30 days now to get rid of him. Otherwise, he's not going to show up. And I think that means that his value is going to continue to drop as the time just continues to wait.
I mean, as you were talking, I was thinking a team that could really use him would be a team like the Mavericks. And they already have a big contract with Porzingis. It wouldn't be hard to convince their fan base that, you know, Porzingis is not going to be the right guy, you know, and they could really use Ben Simmons. So I'm pretty sure that there's no way you're going to be looking at, like, the Sixers is like taking back Porzingis as a good enough situation for them. So there's going to have to be a third team, and that's where we would come in. I don't know exactly how that would get done, but, you know, there's a lot of questions about where Simmons would fit in. And I just feel like any time that Sam Presti is part of a deal, we come out with a whole bunch of extra things that end up a few years down the road end up mattering a lot.
Yeah, and that's why we're sitting here and looking at this situation, is because that's what we're really getting excited about, is the throw-ins that Sam Presti is inevitably going to get in any deal that is going on. Our highest salary this year is Derek Favors at like $10.2 or $10.8 million, something like that. Like, the reality is that we have no money on our books right now. So if you're trying to deal with anybody, you're looking at the Oklahoma City Thunder, and we can be very picky on the deals that we take in back, deals that are only a 1 year deal, or whatever the return is. We could do that and throw them Derek Favors and make the money almost even. So there's so many things that we can do with this, helping a team out here. Mark said the Dallas Mavericks. I love it. The Pelicans, even a team like the Clippers that could be unhappy with the situation that they're in, or a player could be unhappy. And there's so many guys, there's so many moving pieces, the Golden State Warriors, the Kings. There's so many places that he could go that Daryl Morey could be like, listen, this is good enough for us to make us a better team without Ben Simmons. But the reality is there are very few teams that he go to that they wouldn't be gutting, taking back the players and the assets back in return. So it just takes another team off the board that we're going to have to compete with in a couple years during the offseason and getting players back.
You know, this is probably the third or fourth time that we spent a significant amount of time talking about Ben Simmons and the possibility of a trade there. But the interesting thing is, if that had happened at any time prior, his value was quite a bit higher. This move where they've gone out and his agent has made it clear that he's not going to report to the Sixers training camp. I mean, that really, really messes up a lot of things for Daryl Morey. His value is going to be plummeting, and they've got to figure out what to do quickly.
Yeah, man, but this shouldn't be a surprise right now. He's been telling them the way it's going to be for a while now, and it's like the 76ers have been trying to say, hey, listen, we're going to do whatever it takes to make this work with you. And when you have a player that's unwilling to do that, you've got to, you know, figure that out sooner, because the second the player goes, you know, public saying, I'm done with this, it's over, I can't handle this anymore, his value just drops. We've seen this happen in history before with star players that have just fallen off the face of the earth. And that's just the way things go sometimes. Ben Simmons is somebody that is worth the draft picks. It is worth the assets. It's worth whatever it would take to get him. I would hate to give up anybody that are players that are legit young athletes on our team. But the reality is that Ben Simmons is 25 years old, and he's an NBA all-team player. And if he becomes one of those guys that becomes a very good three-point shooter, I'm telling you right now, is he will be one of the best players in the NBA. And you can't say that about very many guys. So if you're having an opportunity to pick up a top 10 player in the NBA that's 25 and under, man, it's hard to say no to that.
You got to investigate. You got to figure out if you can connect the dots. You got to be a part of it. Anything that's going on with an all-NBA player means that there are big moving parts and moving pieces. And just think about it. Like, it wasn't, I mean, I don't know. Drew Holiday, he's a really good player, but the amount of moving parts and pieces that went into that, it was amazing. And somehow we were able to acquire George Hill in the middle of that trade. So think about what we were able to do with really just not really being a big part of a trade. Well, I think that we can do something no matter what the situation is. And that's what we love to be here for. That's what we love watching Sam Presti, you know, go out and do his magic for. So we're always excited about talking about that. And we're pretty much as excited as you could be going into the season, training camp, you know, preseason, regular season. It's all coming really fast. And we have a massive storyline to keep track of as all this unfolds. We'll be continuing to bring episodes every single day like we have all year long. So thank you so much for joining us once again, and we'll see you tomorrow. And this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief. We'll be right back.